he was translated because he had this testimony that he pleased God. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we think of translation, we think of basically like a rapture kind of thing taking place. Now, in Colossians 1:13, it says that he translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Now, it's hard to kind of understand this, but it's almost in a sense as though, like, now that we're saved, God basically sees us as though we're already there. Now, that's kind of hard for people to understand because of the fact that we live in the realm of time. You know, we have 12 hours in a day, whereas the realm of eternity is so vast, there is no time. We have a hard time, you know, trying to perceive that, right? I would liken it unto this. It's like if you have a fish in your house in a bowl looking at you and trying to put itself in your shoes. It's like, I wonder what it's like to not be in water. It wouldn't be able to do that because it's going to spend the rest of its life in water. It's a fish. I know that's a shallow illustration, but just to give you a somewhat of an understanding of how difficult it is for us to understand what eternity is. It's a place where there is no time. Okay? And so when it says that he hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, it's almost as though in the eyes of God, we're already there. You know, I don't know about that. That sounds a little weird. Well, think about this. What about in Revelation chapter 7 with John? When he was taken up in spirit, and what did he see? He saw the great multitude, which no man can number. And guess who was there? You. Let's talk about the rapture. Let's talk about the people who are in heaven. He said, well, hold on. How can you see that? But I'm right here. Well, it's because it's eternity. The realm of eternity, God sees everything from beginning to end. He sees like a panoramic view of everything. There is no time. Look at Ephesians 2, verse 5. It says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There you go again. Now, we're not literally sitting there, but you know what? In eternity, we basically are. In eternity, we basically are sitting there. Because of the fact that we're saved and, you know, God foreknows who's going to get saved and who's not. He doesn't choose who's going to get saved and who's not. He just knows who is and who isn't.